And we are live. Okay, fantastic. So the Dow has its longest win streak of the year, 5 winning days in a row as of yesterday. This morning, markets open lower. So, I mean, what's happening today? Will the markets be able to continue the win streak, or is it pausing for today? Also, lots of earnings, and we'll talk about this. Plus, what's happening to our positions. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Wednesday, May 8th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And yeah, Mark, I mean, just looking at the Dow here, I mean, even the S&P, I believe, I mean, they're all on a win streak.
Yeah, the Dow, 5 winning days in a row, and the S&P, 4 winning days in a row. The Dow, the best win streak since last year. And this morning, it looked like maybe that win streak was coming to an end, but now not so sure. It looks like we have a little more life in this win streak potentially.
Yeah, super interesting. So looking here at the E-mini S&P futures, we see that overnight, not a whole lot going on. So let's just bring it up here. And then right before the open, a slide into the open. And right now, a V-shaped recovery right back where we were in overnight session. And what I think is the most interesting thing, based on absolutely nothing, because, I mean, looking at the economic calendar, there's not much going on the whole week.
Yep. We knew this going into this week, light economic calendar. We do have some Fed commentary this week, and you never know what's going to happen there. But just a quiet week as far as data goes. And then a couple of earnings reports.
Yeah, and that's probably the most notable thing that's happening today. Although I doubt that this contributed to this kind of crazy move. It was almost like there were some news, some rumors, and then everybody started panicking. And then kind of the truth came out and we're right back where we were. But I haven't seen any of this. So, I don't know. Just a blip in the matrix, it seems. But yeah. Talking about earnings, where do we start? Where do we start, Mark?
I think we could look at Uber here.
Let's do that. Let's take a look at Uber and Uber earnings. And yeah. God. Down 8%. What happened?
Look at that. So they reported a surprise net loss for the quarter. So that not helping Uber out at all. And then they did report positive revenue. But they said that the surprise net loss was also because of weaker bookings revenue. So all in all, traders not liking what Uber had to say.
Yeah. So down so far, 8%, and we'll see. I'll probably follow up. Let's see. Yesterday, Disney had a really, really bad day. Okay, today recovering a little bit, but gosh, yesterday, Disney finished down 9.5% after reporting earnings.
Yeah, huge drop for Disney. A little pause here, nothing to get excited about, but maybe the bleeding has stopped. We'll see.
Yeah. Now, we also have Reddit. RDDT, and Reddit had its IPO just a few months ago in March, and this time it was their first earnings reports ever. And, I mean, kind of beating the odds of typical IPOs.
Yeah, and a huge jump at the open, giving back some of the gains that we saw early, but still up over 4%. They beat expectations, reporting a smaller loss than what was expected and also better revenue than what was expected.
Yeah. And that's different because most IPOs, when they have their first earnings report, this is when, okay, now the reality sinks in and they go move lower. Here, that's good that they're holding up at 4%.
Yeah, pretty decent move.
All right. Then we had Shopify reporting before the bell, and they are down almost 20%.
I mean, this looks like it could be the worst day in Shopify's trading history. The worst was actually on March 16th, 2020. So right in the heart of the pandemic, where they lost 17.6% in a day. They beat expectations, but warned on their outlook, saying that it could be impacted by the sale of their logistics business and also that gross margins would be lower. Investors not liking that news at all.
And that's what we always talk about. I mean, there's two aspects to an earnings call. One is what happened in the last quarter. And I mean, just looking at the numbers, they're looking great. I mean, look at this, 17% more profits than expected, 2% more revenue. I mean, so beat on both the earnings and the revenue. But then the second part of an earnings report is always the guidance. And this is where traders do not like Shopify's guidance here at all. So this is basically the rearview mirror that we have here, right? And then we have looking out of the windshield, looking ahead. This is the guidance. And this is where Shopify said, yeah, it could be bumpy.
And down 20%.
Down
Wow.
20%, just broke the 20%, still falling here, looking at the 5-minute chart. All right. So, what else going on in the markets? Crude oil, I mean, also pushing higher again, but was lower this morning. So when we looked at it this morning, we were lower, but crude oil making a pretty nice reversal here.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise. It looked like we were just dropping. We're down to 76.89, so below $77 a barrel, and now all of a sudden we're back up near 79.
No. Oh well. All right. Anything else going on in the markets? Any other earnings, or shall we take a look at our positions?
I say we look at our positions.
Let's do this. Where do you want to start? Wheel or WTF? Let's start with WTF.
Yeah, sounds good.
All
That's
right.
what I was gonna say.
So, two open positions, COP, ConocoPhillips. Well, looking better right now, pushing towards our entry price this morning, opening a little bit lower, our entry price at 125.08, right now 20 trading at 123.84. And if we don't get an exit signal in the next couple of days on Friday, we have a dividend payment coming up.
Yeah. And right now looking like that's a possibility. So with the pullback today, probably not going to have an exit at the end of the day, and that's okay. I'd like to see this one rally more, get the dividend and make a little money on the dividend and the stock.
Yeah, would be nice. Now, Dash today down 4%, and I didn't see any news of why it is moving lower here.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, we're
I
still
didn't
far away
either.
from our stop loss, but yeah, entered at 116, right now trading at 110. So we will see what happens if we have a quick recovery here, or I mean, we're still far away from our stop loss. So it's kind of like, let's wait and see what happens over the next few days. All right, and then we had two exits. So exit number one, EMR, position that we entered a little bit. Oh my gosh, okay. This is one of the things that you don't want to necessarily look at. I'll let you take this one.
So this is where sometimes following your rules might seem like you've done something wrong, because there was an exit at the open today, and we closed this, and we closed it for lots. And now we see that there's been a huge reversal. Opened at 104.20, now is trading at 110.51. And yeah, that can be a little frustrating. It's never fun to see something reverse, but this is just one isolated trick, right? When we are trading a strategy, risking money on a strategy, for us, it goes through a huge process where we're testing thousands of occurrences, setups, data, just going back and looking at the big picture. And then we're doing some live testing, and then we decide to allocate more money once we really understand the strategy, what to expect from it. And there's going to be times when you get these big moves to the upside and get a nice little bonus. There also is the possibility to get a drop like this. It's never fun to see that happen, but it's part of trading. You just got to take
and
it and
this
move
is
on.
Why, as soon as we close the trade, we usually stop looking at it. For you, we look at it. So we go through the pain and suffering here for you. So I hope that this is worth a like, right? I mean, at least you can do that. But yeah, that actually closed out at a loss and right now rallying. But over the long run, I mean, you have tested it over 10,000 of trades. So we stick to our plan.
Yeah,
I mean,
happy with that. There's going to be gaps higher on. Yeah, it just is what it is. But yeah, you never want to see that.
Yeah. And today, it just seems that the markets want to give us the middle finger because Target, I mean, not as extreme, but very similar here. So Target, we exited at the open for a small loss. And right now, it's trading back at our entry price. So what I could have gotten out at break even, got out at a small loss. So for me, it was like a $700 loss. Again, this is where today the markets decided, all right, how can we really tick off Mark and Marcus, and they're doing a fair job.
And Target's a lot easier to take. That's to be expected.
Yeah. All right, hopping over to the wheel and looking what's happening here. So CSIQ, after being on a great run over the past few weeks, today pulling back a little bit, down 1.4%, but we still have this super nice trend line intact. And that is not the one that I wanted to draw. There we go. And report earnings tomorrow before the bell.
It's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah. We talked about it. So either it starts rallying, or if it chooses to drop, we're willing to fly another rescue mission, another partial rescue mission right here at around the 14.50 level. So whatever happens tomorrow will be good one way or another.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, we looked at the earnings analysis before, but they tend to be, we'll see.
Hey, how did the other solar stocks do after earnings? What about FSLR?
You know, I think that a lot of them have had a similar move.
Now look at this.
Where positive reaction after.
Okay. All right, we'll see. Well, we'll know more tomorrow. Then NEE. I mean, what can stop NEE at this point? Doesn't look like anything. Up another 0.6%. So this is where we got assigned at 69.50. We sold the 70s, so above our cost basis. So we will make some money on the shares. And yeah, you said it this morning. Right now, this seems to be on the departure ramp.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that NEE was a solid company. It just got beat up in the last quarter of last year. But this thing's just been on a tear, up over 30% since those March lows. Pretty impressive rebound there.
Yeah. And I'm okay saying goodbye to NEE. So week is not yet over. A lot can happen. But right now, it seems that, NEE wants to leave us, and I'm okay with it, letting it go. UPS, hey, don't you see my trend line here? Oops, geez, what's happening this morning? This is the trend line. So you got to move higher, above.
Mark, you need to order some things for the house.
I need to order... Gosh, UPS is stopping by here every day. It's not me. Not me. And I know it's not you, brother. I know that I thought I'm bad on Amazon. You're taking it to the next level.
Yeah. Well, okay. Some other people need to start ordering things.
Yeah. So y'all see, need to start ordering things and make sure that it's being delivered by UPS. So nothing to do there. We looked at a bunch of stocks today that popped up on the scanner, but with markets kind of lackluster and the VIX being super low, look at this. The VIX now falling right towards 13. Look at this. I mean, it's not at the lowest that we saw earlier this year, where we were at 12-something, but we are on the way to dip below this. So not a whole lot of opportunities right now on the wheel that we identified.
Yeah, and that's okay. There's, you know, sometimes it's feast or famine when you're trading a specific strategy. And this is why it is nice to have multiple strategies that we're trading between, you know, the wheel, WTF, bull call spread, and then another one that has new for a lot of the group as well.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we'll see. There's still lots to do. And before we look at what the markets are doing and if they are able to turn positive and extend their winning streak, do you have another trader joke for us?
I just might. I just might.
All right.
How do you find a good small cap fund manager? Find a good large cap fund manager and wait.
All right. Okay. Ready for the dad joke? Okay.
Yes.
If you have cheese, but no crackers, what are you?
I don't know.
Crack-a-lacking.
Marcus, I think I won today.
Don't call it early. Leave it in the comments and let me know who won. Come on. If cheese and no cracker, you're crack-a-lacking.
All right, I'm pretty sure. Like yesterday, you got a lot of votes, but I think that this time I get the trophy.
No. Okay. Vote for Pedro or me. Looking at a 5-minute chart, it seems that the recovery here is fizzling out. So we moved higher right now, kind of slightly below. I mean, we're down 5 points on a $5,000 index, 0.1%. And it just shows that this week there's no news that can move the markets here. And that's where traders are waiting for it and say, okay, well, what are we going to do? Where do we go from here? Can we please have any news? And I think that there's a lot of waiting for next week, because looking at the economic calendar next week, that's where we have core PPI again. We have core CPI. We have Powell speaking. And that's basically, on Tuesday and Wednesday, that can move the markets. So next week might be a bigger
week. Yeah. Agreed.
All right. Well, until then, I hope that you enjoyed today's show. If you did, do us a favor and give us a like. We really appreciate all of the likes. If this is your first time here, hit subscribe and then you'll see us back. And if you think that this was pretty good and you should share it, there's a share button right underneath. Anyhow, with that said, we'll see you again tomorrow after the CSIQ earnings report. You definitely want to tune in. Until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.